This is Radioactive Magazine, a KKFI public affairs program of progressive activism, opinion, and commentary. Opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers alone and are not necessarily the views of KKFI, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, show hosts, or other guests on the program.
Okay, this is Craig Lubow, and thank you for joining us on Radioactive Magazine. Our topic today is the Fringe Festival. It's coming up in July 16th through the 26th. And we have several guests today, but we're going to start with Cheryl Kimmey. Cheryl is the founder of the, I guess you'd say, Kansas City branch of the Fringe Festival.
Correct.
It's a festival that's an annual festival, generally late July. And they have numerous plays and shows, and I'm going to let Cheryl tell you some about it. Cheryl, welcome.
Thanks,
Craig. And can you just start with, tell us a little bit about the background of the Fringe, how it started and where it started?
Okay, I can spend a lot of time on this, and we have a lot of guests today, so I'm going to keep it short and simple. The Kansas City Fringe started in 2005, this will be year 11, and we take over Kansas City for the last 2 weeks of July. It's music and dance and theater and film and visual arts, anything and everything you can imagine. So everybody needs to come down and enjoy.
Okay, and you have multiple venues. How many venues will it be at?
We'll start low and go high. 21 venues, 11 days, 116 performing groups, 484 performances.
All right. And when you say 116 performing groups, then some of those are performing multiple shows.
Correct. They all do at least three. We give artists the option to do anywhere from 3 to 6 shows.
All right.
So you have a minimum of 3 opportunities to see each show.
And all of your venues are pretty much located in the Midtown Westport area?
We have a big footprint. We range from Fish Tank, I think that's our furthest north in Crossroads, at 17th and Wyandotte, to the Plaza Library.
All right. And so let me move to, we have some of the playwrights and actors here. Our first one is Bill Claus.
Hi, Greg. How you doing?
Good. Thank you for being here.
Sure.
And many of you have heard Bill before. He was employed here before he retired and continues to be involved in volunteer activities and does some programs here and is a musician.
Yeah, and one of my retirement goals was to do more writing after I retired. Well, when I retired from Social Security about 11 years ago, I started working immediately at KKFI and decided I couldn't work at KKFI and be a writer at the same time. So after I finally did retire from KKFI, then I did start writing, and I put together a show for the Fringe Festival. This is the second time we've done a show at the Fringe Festival, we being Fool Killer / Cross Currents, a cultural organization I've been involved with for 45 years. The show that we're doing at the Fringe, and I'm going to try to make this quick because there's a lot of great people here to talk about some great shows. Our show is called The Baby Boom Generation, The Greatest Story Overtold. From sex, drugs, and rock and roll to Viagra, Depends, and, well, we can't remember the rest, from acid to acid reflux. So I've always heard the best way to, if you're going to make somebody the butt of your comedy, it should be yourself. And since I was born in 1948, I was born in Tucson, Arizona, 60 miles from Mexico and right next to California. I graduated in 1966, so I really participated in the 60s. And it's really fun to go back and poke a lot of fun at hippies and LSD and pot. And now I get to poke fun at the Viagra commercials, the reverse mortgage commercials. I mean, there's just a ton of material there. In fact, the hardest thing about the Baby Boomer show for me was I overwrote the show, and I had to throw a lot of it out. Anybody that's a playwright knows how painful that can be, because there's things that are out I just really wish I could cram into that 1 hour. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be a Crown Center from the dates July 18th, July 25th. We're one of those that we're going to go the full six times. I'm going to briefly just mention a couple of the things we're going to do. We have some stoners on LSD. We have one person who wakes up because during an air raid in 1957, somebody popped a paper bag behind him. He jumped up and hit his head on the desk and has been in a coma for 50 years. And so now he thinks he's 10 years old, but he's actually 67. So anyway, that's some of the idea. I mean, it's very realistic theater we're here. It's really close to Hamlet. But no, it's a lot of fun. But the most important thing to keep in mind that I never can cut my ties with KKFI. It's all a fundraiser for KKFI. So anything over expenses, Cross Currents is putting the front money up, but all the money beyond the expense is going to go to KKFI. And I'm going to turn it back over to Cheryl.
Let me ask you a couple questions before you leave. You mentioned that this is your second show. What was your first show that you did?
Well, the first show was called How the West Was Warped. And that was, when I say it's my second show, it's my second show at the Fringe. I started writing plays in 1970. One of my claims to fame is in 1984, I won a playwriting contest and had a show at the Unicorn. But then during the 80s, I did a series of plays called The Senior Side Players, which was a lot of sketch comedy like this is. And then I was in organized labor, and so one of the shows that's done very well is 1937, One Hell of a Year.
We
did a couple years ago as a fundraiser for KKFI that talks about labor history and stuff like that. So this is not my second play, but it's the second play at the Fringe. And frankly, and maybe a playwright always says this about their current show, I really think this is the best show. and as playwrights will also tell you, good actors can make bad material better, and bad actors can really destroy good material. Well, I think we've got good material and really good actors this time, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And are you also going to be acting in it?
I haven't decided yet. Probably not. We have too many better actors than I am in there, and my wife's directing, and we have a hard enough time getting along without adding that tension to it as well.
All right. Thank you. And let me go on to, let's see, Phil, your next meeting.
Hi, Craig.
I'll go with you. This is Phil Kennan. He is a local playwright, director, and educator. He is premiering a play, Never Ever After, at this year's Fringe. And so let me, you did a play last year too. What was the play you did last year?
Well, the play I did last year, I directed. It was Schaefer Nelson's The Kings of Israel.
All right.
A telling of the two first kings of Israel.
Okay. And what is this show going to be about this
year? This show is the story about two adolescent boys and their sort of rites of passage and loss of innocence. The kick about it is that the two boys are Huck Finn and Peter Pan. the play picks up right at the end of The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Huck is going down his raft down the Mississippi, and he encounters Neverland, and he ends up spending the last summer of his youth with Peter Pan.
All right. And now, from that last description, tell me, because I'm not sure what to expect. Is it more somewhat serious or more comedy?
It's a serious play. Let's first of all say it's not a children's show. All right, we'll start off with that. It begins with sort of being up and light, and I sort of thought that what I'm going to do is just explore, you know, two adolescent boys on an island, sort of a Lord of the Flies kind of a thing. But then I started realizing, well, this is Huck Finn, and he's with sort of a magic boy, and why does Huck have to come to Neverland? And then it starts getting a little bit darker. Mm-hmm. But all ends well.
All right. And are all of the actors local to?
Yes, they are. Okay. They're just two actors in the play. Huck Finn, who is portrayed by Jake Leet. I've worked with Jake before in a past production of Hair that I did for the Barn Players. And then Keegan Cole, who's more known in the Lawrence, Topeka area. But he's going to be Peter Pan. But he was also in Hair with me. And I just had a great time working with those two. And after the show closed, then I got the brilliant idea to write this play. And then contacted those two. And pretty much wrote these two characters with the actors in mind.
All right. And your play runs from July 17th?
Yeah, it runs throughout the entire festival. We will have six performances, and we are at the Just Off Broadway Theater right there at the corner of 31st and Broadway.
All right. And is there anything else you want to say about this year's play? Or
The thing I'd love to say is that last year was my first shot at the Fringe, and I had such a great time that I'm just really happy to have one back this year.
Is this an LGBT related?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes, it is. Right. Two boys.
Okay. All right. So let me go to Kevin. You're next to the mic, so we'll go on. My next guest is Kevin King. He is a Kansas City-based playwright. He was a finalist in last year's Project Playwright competition. His works have included Flowers in the Wardrobe, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe, and Flowers in the Attic, and film classics that included Heaven So Far. And last year, he did Bad Auditions. What are your plays going to be this year?
Well, first of all, I want to say that the play that I did, Flowers in the Wardrobe, that was a mashup of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe and Flowers in the Attic. So I combined those two worlds together and came up with a really campy result, which was Flowers in the Wardrobe. And I did a full production of that last year. And this year, I actually have two different productions in the Fringe Festival. The first one is a follow-up to my entry into the festival last year, which was Bad Auditions. And that was a series of comic auditions that have gone really kind of horribly wrong. This year, I'm following up, and it is Badder Auditions. So it's the same format. What I tell people is it's like a chorus line, but funny and without all the singing. And so that's Badder Auditions, and that's at City Stage in Union Station. And then
how many shows we have?
There are six performances for that. Right. And then the other one that I'm doing is a series of four short plays by members of the LGBTQ community here in Kansas City. That one is called Alphabet Soup, Stories from Queer Voices. And like I said, it's four short plays, and I have a piece in it. And there are we also have plays by Cynthia Hardiman, Nick Son, and Raphael Isabella Tate. And the things that you'll be... The slices of LGBT life that you'll be seeing in this are, there's four different ones. There's the husband of a gay serviceman who is attending his first parent-teacher conference. Then a pregnant lesbian dealing with the gender transition of her husband. Then an asexual man comes out to his boyfriend. And then the final one is a gender-fluid youth who searches for a voice.
All right. And... since you're doing two plays, you're the playwright of it, are you actually going to be acting in either of those two?
Actually, I am quote-unquote acting in Badder Auditions. Okay. I am playing the director of that, the fictional show that everyone is auditioning for. My character is pretty much a buffoon. And the show is really largely improvised, and I don't at all consider myself an actor. Last year was actually the first time that I acted, really since high school forensics. So it's a lot of fun, but I always say that I'm quote unquote acting in that. I'm not acting in Alphabet Soup. I'm producing that one. Okay. And we have some great actors that are in there. We've got Rashidat Badejo. Mangled her last name. Jennifer Diamond, Tyson Gutenfelder, Eli Purdom, and Raphael Isabella Tate, and Cedric Trigdemaro.
Okay, are those all local actors?
Yes, they are all local, and our playwrights also are all local for that one.
All right. And how many performances will you be doing of that one?
There are 5 performances for that one.
All right. And is that going to be at City Stage also?
Or? Yes. Okay. They're both at City Stage. And you can get more information for both of those, both on the Fringe website and also on at www.whimproductions.com. That's W-H-I-M productions.com.
All right. And let me move to our next guest is Christian Hankel. He is a composer, producer, and performer living in Kansas City area. He brings a unique take on theater and original music to stages throughout the region. He's a collaborative artist that loves to surround himself with people and creates new roles in which his audiences can play and discover. All right. So have you...
This is all correct.
So have you done plays for Fringe before?
My first Fringe show was 2012, I think. I was in Brian Colley and Tara Varney's Sexing Hitler. That was... I had actually performed in Fringe with a cabaret troupe known as A La Cartuna, but as far as doing a performance in a play, it was in that one.
All right, so exciting. Tell me, what are you doing this year?
This year I am doing a show called Silver, and it is a noir ballet. So we have an 8-piece jazz ensemble playing 11 original compositions. We have 6 dancers on stage, and we are telling a story through dance and music. And it's about a man who, through his own pride, is brought down, and he is stripped of everything and cast into the darkness. And there in the darkness, he finds his only hope for redemption.
All right. And are you going to be acting in the tour?
Oh, no.
No. You sound like you would be a good actor.
It's actually, the story is told through dance, so it's going to be all dancers.
Okay, all right.
And I cannot dance.
All right.
And I compose the music, but I can't actually play any of the instruments. So the band, I have a really great band who's going to be playing for this.
Okay.
Anybody, any folks that everybody on the radio might know?
Oh, let's see. I actually recorded all the music, and it will be available on a CD at the shows, so you can get the music there. And on the CD, we have folks like Johnny Hamill and Shea Estes, Rich Wheeler and Brenna Hayes, Kyle Dahlquist. All these folks are on there. Desmond Mason is on it. For the show, we have on keys Calvin Arsenia. Jared Rivers is on drums. Shea Estes, again, will be singing. Tim Gillespie, he's actually on the CD and playing the saxophone for the show. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of great players from around town.
Okay. Yeah. Let me go to Michelle.
Heidi, right here.
Okay. Michelle Johnson.
Wait, but hold on. Let's back up. Christian, where's your show?
I would love to tell you where my show is. I'm actually also at the H&R Block City Stage in Union Station. We've got 9 shows that are happening in Union Station, and so we're really kind of pumping this as a great Fringe destination. So, right, I have 6 performances of my show, but there are 9 different productions that are happening there. And so we've got, there's 3 different stages, 9 productions, drinks and cocktails, dinner. It's a great place to go and watch Fringe shows.
All right.
So we have 6 shows, and our opening show is July 17th at 6 o'clock, right after you get off work. So head down to Union Station and check us out.
Good. Okay.
I'm sneaking in real quick. This is Bill Claus, because I forgot to mention that the Baby Boom Generation show is at the Musical Theater Heritage,
formerly the
Off-Center Theater and Crown Centers. It's important to know.
Yes, and we'll recap all of these before we wrap.
Okay, so my next guest is Michelle Johnson. She has done plays in several festivals nationally, including in Houston, in Medford, Connecticut, Louisville, Kentucky, and some in New York City festivals. And one of her plays was Wiccans in the Hood. And were you the playwright or actress in that?
I don't act.
Okay.
I'm strictly a playwright who has a big mouth, so people think I act, but I don't act.
And she's done the Negro Whisperer, Trading Places, From Rodney King to Paula Deen. And in, let's see, 2014, Trading Places and Wiccans in the Hood won some awards. And have you done plays at Fringe before?
Oh, yeah. This is my fourth year to be in Fringe. Wiccans in the Hood was actually in it 2 years ago. My first was the first incarnation of Four Play, which is four plays. And then last year I did play with two colleagues, which was Girl on Girl, which is three plays. So this is my second time doing it all by myself.
Okay. So. And so what is the play you're doing this year?
You know, after hearing you all talk about, you know, interpretive dance and, you know, comedy and young love of Huck Finn, mine seems really dull. It's just about a bipolar artist who goes off his meds and is constantly having problems with his girlfriend, who's also an artist. So, more real life. You know, exactly. You know, is it based on anything? I will not say, you know. So, that's what my play is about. And it's also at Just Off Broadway, which isn't quite 31st and Broadway, like Phil said. You'll definitely get lost if you do that. But it's near 31st and Broadway. It's a couple of blocks over. So, you definitely should Google /MapQuest it.
It's 3051 West Penway Drive.
Right.
That should get you to the right location.
Yes.
If they have GPS.
Yes. If you have GPS. Yes.
Our good friend has been to the JOB, as we call it. So.
Well, for those who might be looking for it if they're coming there for the first time, the way I get to it is turn just on the south side of Wendy's restaurant there.
There you go.
And go west one block and then
there you
north
go.
One block
That's
to
right.
the entrance.
That's the best way to go. Yep.
How many performances are you going to be doing?
We have five performances, and the opening night is an 11 o'clock. So I figured people might want snacks. So we're having guacamole and chips. There's a guacamole and chips reference in the play. So if you come at 11 o'clock, we'll give you guacamole and chips. If you come the next day, which is Saturday the 18th, because there's a cinnamon roll reference, we'll give you free cinnamon rolls. After that, you're on your own. If you come to the next two performances, I mean, maybe I'll give you some ginger, some chocolate-covered ginger on Monday night. You know, it all depends. You know.
And Michelle, didn't you just get back from New York?
I did. I had my play Echoes of Octavia, which was produced by Melting Pot Theater Company last year. It had a reading in New York City last week, so I'm still kind of not quite together because it was a long week in New York, and then I went to D.C. And that's the other reason why I'm not acting in my play, because I'll be in Orlando at the Wizarding World of Harry Potter on Tech Night, so that probably would not be a good thing to mix Tech Week and going to see Harry Potter.
Okay.
I question your priorities.
I know. This one time, you know, this one time, it's like my best friend has a condo. What can I say? And so, but that's okay, because my great director, Teresa Lagarde, and the wonderful actors, Davis Durack, Meredith Wolf, Sherry Roulette Mosley, and Ted Collins will be ably holding down the fort that one night that I won't be around.
Okay. So. And Cheryl, let me ask you a few questions about Fringe in general.
Sure, and then I have a bunch to add.
Okay. How do the people get involved in the Fringes to get their plays in it?
To get their plays in, applications open January 1 at 12:01 a.m. And everybody's queued up, ready to roll. And it's first come, first serve. And then we go into a waiting list. Once we hit our capacity, then we roll, start our waiting list. And then as shows fall out, because inevitably they will, we just fill in from the waiting list. So every year we have grown. This year, 116 different performing groups, performing in film. That does not include our 20 visual artists who will be exhibiting at Union Station, in Grand Hall at Union Station. And then we have a second visual arts gallery this year. Our adult content, because we can't put that on display in a public building, will be at Vulcan's Forge Aquarius in Westport. We also have a youth and a teen component that will be at the Plaza Library the first weekend of the festival. So the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Friday night is the youth and teen are all free to the public. So go to Plaza Library, check out our website, kcfringe.org, for that schedule. On Sunday, for those who have kids, for the kiddos, Sunday we have free workshops all afternoon. It's juggling and hula hooping and visual arts and theater workshops. And parents are encouraged to participate also. So bring the whole family down. We will have a listing on the website for all the family-friendly shows. There is something for everyone at Fringe. Today you've heard a lot of adult content shows. There we have all ages, parental guidance, and adult and restricted audiences. So check those ratings, so you know what you can bring your kids to, and then what is date night material.
And what is how do you do? Well, let me. I'll move to a different question.
Okay.
My train of thought there. so on the workshops you mentioned, what type of workshops? Is it like teaching them how to become playwrights or what type?
Well, so for the youth, there are free workshops. It's juggling and hula hooping and a play in a day.
Okay.
Type of things. But there's also, for teens, we collaborate with the Coterie Playwright Workshop, and we are offering a five-hour, and I've got to think which Saturday it is. It's the last Saturday, the 25th, at the Coterie, a $10 workshop in conjunction with the Coterie for teens to do a playwriting workshop. It's okay. An amazing deal for them.
All right. And what are the categories of the shows? I know, like, you have music and visual arts. Are there other specific categories?
So within the performing arts, we have spoken word, dance,
theatrical performance.
Comedy, drama, burlesque. Musical theater, burlesque. I know I'm missing things. Variety. We have just some general variety. There's everything from magic acts to serious theater and everything in between.
Okay. And I don't want to mention, we probably don't have time to name all of the theaters, but what is like three or four of the main theaters?
Crown Center, and this is one to really note, because there have been changes. At Crown Center, the Off-Center Theater has changed its name to Musical Theater Heritage. And we also use the former American Heartland Theater, and it is called Heartland Forum. Now, please take note, if you're new to Fringe, the best night to attend, to start with Fringe, is our opening night. That's Thursday the 16th, and that is at the Heartland Forum. We'll have a red carpet event from 5:30 to 7, where you can meet and greet all the artists on the red carpet, and we have a step and repeat board, and it'll just be a fun pre-party. And then at 7, we start teasers. The first 60 groups, you can't see everybody, but you'll see at least 60 of the groups doing 2.5-minute teasers. And so that will help you decide what to see, because there's no way you can see everything. So, folks, it's a free night. Come, you can get your buttons there, grab your program, and start checking off what you want to see and figure out when and how to get there. Mm-hmm. Now, website is kcfringe.org. You'll find links for all the tickets there. The website with all the updates is live now. Go to kcfringe.org, and please save the date for the 16th of July, Thursday night. Come to Crown Center to the Heartland Forum Theater.
All right, and I believe we're about out of time. You've been listening. This is Craig Lubon. You have been listening to Radioactive Magazine. And we've been talking about the Fringe Festival coming up July 16th through the 26th. Again, their website is kcfringe.org. Thank you for joining us.
You have been listening to Radioactive Magazine, a locally produced broadcast spotlighting social and political activists in our community. If you'd like more information or like to comment on this program, Call Bill Claus at 816-994-7869.